in your top stories at this hour. Kusatu calls for an interest rate cut. Parliament begins the interview for Deputy Public Protector. And the NPA is losing financial investigators to the private sector. The Congress of South African Trade Unions, KUSATU, says the drop in inflation is a relief to workers. Stats SA announced that inflation dropped to 2.8% in October from 3.8% in September. This is the lowest inflation rate for South Africa since June 2020. KUSATU says the South African Reserve Bank must announce an interest rate cut today. Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Justice and Constitutional Development started with interviews to fill the vacancy for the Deputy Public Protector. Former ANC Member of Parliament Chana Pilani Majake was among the candidates that were interviewed yesterday. Pilani Majake also served as the Deputy Minister of Public Service and Administration under President Ramaphosa. She told the committee that she would relinquish her party membership if she was appointed to the position to ensure that she was impartial in her work. The city of Cape Town says approximately 100 informal structures were destroyed by yesterday's fire at the Overcome Heights informal settlement. Two children suffered burns and were taken to hospital. A firefighter was injured while fighting the fire and was also hospitalized. It's not yet clear what caused the fire, and the City of Cape Town's Disaster Risk Management says an estimated 300 people were affected by the fire. Police have barred members of the community from rescuing illegal miners at the Stilfontein mine in the northwest. Police say they prevented the community members from the area because it is a crime scene. Police maintain that the illegal miners are staying underground on their own and do not want to come up because they fear being arrested. Community members say the miners are trapped and they wanted help to rescue them. The National Prosecuting Authority says the private sector and other entities are luring its financial investigators away with better pay. The head of the NPA, Shamilia Batoy, told Parliament's Standing Committee on Public Accounts that they are struggling with capacity to deal with complex cases. She says these cases need certain skills and the NPA cannot pay for these skills. Batoy says the NPA trains the financial investigators, but they are stolen by the private sector soon after training. Moving to international news, the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, OPEC, has defended the use of oil and gas at the COP29 climate summit in Azerbaijan. OPEC says the summit should focus on cutting emissions and not picking energy sources. Environmental rights activists from around the world are urging world leaders to stop relying on fossil fuels and to start using renewable energy to stop climate change. However, OPEC says oil and gas are gifts from God and impact everything humanity does. Sports news. The Springbok prop Oxenche has been pulled from the Springbok team set to face Wales in Cardiff this weekend. According to the reports, on Wednesday, the coach is considered not playing in chair because a cut he sustained above his knee during the 29-20 win over England this past weekend. Wilco Lowe will replace Nche in the starting 15 and will be tight head while Thomas Tutoi moves to loose head. Box will pay Wales a visit at the Principality Stadium on Saturday evening, and the kickoff is at 20-8. Financials. Gold was selling at $2,655.88 a fine ounce, a barrel of Brent $72.94. $1 US, R18.11, the British pound R22.93, and the euro R19.11. A Bitcoin is $96,961.98. And that's all for this bulletin. Your next update at 8. Moving on to the weather and the information supplied by the SA Weather Service. We start with severe weather alerts. There are impact-based warnings, a yellow level 2 for severe thunderstorms resulting in localized damage to settlements and property expected in places over the Wild Coast and adjacent interior in the afternoon, including OR Tambo and Amakhlati in Nkikiyetu, Ingobo and Mankulu, Mzumvubu and Mbizana. Fire dangers, none. Advisories, none. The western half of the Eastern Cape, cloudy with light rain along the coast, otherwise partly cloudy and warm, but fine in the north. It will become cloudy with scattered thundershowers, isolated in the north, coastal wind, moderate to fresh southwesterly. Looking at the eastern half of the Eastern Cape, partly cloudy and warm.